Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Craig's got some great audio because School Boards is featuring School Boards in non-COVID times and this isn't about COVID, this piece of audio coming up. But even before Trump era, school boards were always the harbor, just idiots.
Yeah, people mad that they're teaching kids about dinosaurs.
Yeah, teaching kids about dinosaurs or even saying wear rubber and, when you have sex. I mean, anything like that. They show up and they get pissed. And you look at the crowd. They just get pissed. Well, this lady is the best.
This is Cara Bell. She spoke during the community participation portion of a suburban Austin, Texas school board meeting.
Texas, there you go.
She was complaining about the book Out of Darkness by Ashley Hope Perez in middle school libraries. She went into graphic detail when quoting a passage from the book about, well, I guess we'll just say sex here. You'll catch the rest of it.
Cara Bell.
For the boys, or the idea of or the idea of a Mexican is a Mexican is a Mexican. Take her out back, we boys figured, then hand on the put it in her coin box, put it in her cornhole, grab a hold of that braid, rub that calico. You can find that on page 39.
Thank you.
Of the book called Out of Darkness, which you can find at Hudson Bend Middle School and Bee Cave Middle School.
Oh. A little bit more here from Kara.
Not gonna lie, I had to Google cornhole because I have the game in the back of my yard. But according to Wikipedia,
that's in your backyard, yeah.
Cornhole is a sexualist slang vulgarism for anus. Means to have anal sex.
Keep it going, Craig.
And then here we go.
I do not want my children to learn about anal sex in middle school. I have never had anal sex. I don't want to have anal sex.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want my kids having anal sex. I want you to start focusing on education and not public health.
Once they allow you back in your room, puss, I want that on a hotkey where she just says, I don't want to have anal sex. I never had anal sex. I want that bit. Because I will play that a lot.
I think she's protesting too much.
Yep. I think so, too. And I'd like to have anal sex. I don't want to have it. Oh, no. Yeah, how about you?
You said that.
I said all that. That did not stick to the tape.
Oh, it did.
She's the best. She had to Google cornhole.
You do have to, though.
Now, if you Google it, what's it say?
The game that she's got in her backyard.
We
sincerely doubt that it says
I don't
that.
Do you have to go to Urban Dictionary to find out the butt stuff part or just a regular cornhole Google?
I'm sure
Urban
Dictionary.
And she said Wikipedia.
Oh, really?
Didn't she say that in the thing?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Not going to lie, I had to Google cornhole because I have the game in the back of my yard. But according to Wikipedia, cornhole is a sexualist slang vulgarism for anus. It means to have anal sex.
Please help yourself to anything in my cornhole.
player the clip where she says, I don't want to have it. I don't know what, I just don't want it, but it might feel okay. Tell her that one.
I do not want my children to learn about anal sex.
I'm not playing that part.
In middle school. I have never had anal sex. I don't want to have anal sex. I don't want my kids having anal sex. I want you to start focusing on education and not public health.
She should play that. Catholic Church should play that.
I don't know that book, but I don't think it gives you instructions.
What is the book? Somebody Google that?
About anal sex.
That's in a middle school, the book about cornhole. And by the way, the first clip you played sounds like she was talking about grabbing boobs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, lower.
I
heard the
The word that she was lopping off was our producer.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Big puss.
Sounds like a decent book.
Sounds like, you might take it to the old school forum.
I just hear that and I think, man, somewhere there is a husband that just hates his life.
Because he's not getting butt sex.
Right. I'm surprised he wasn't sitting in the crowd. She's like, I don't want to have anal sex. Like, I know. I know. Well, and if she,
he yells at, I know. Stop saying it.
I stopped asking years ago. We're all aware.
But if she, now but, you told the town.
But her, I mean, she,
it was just me and a couple buddies. Now you tell the town.
Her general attitude just seems like she would just be a horrible person to be around. Like
well, of course she is.
He has been miserable for 25 years.
Yeah, you know, straighten that out, though.
Yep. Butt sex.
Yeah, a little butt sex. Changes her tune. And she's going to want every junior high kid to learn about butt sex and how to do it right.
Maybe they do need to know. Well, if you want to decrease middle school pregnancies, that's a good way.
Butt sex. Yep, you get that right here.
Yep.
No Fix way. A lot of things.
Got pregnant going through the cornhole.
I just love their dudes. Kara, Miss Bell, shut her mic off. They did eventually?
They did. Yeah, they did eventually cut her mic. And she,
you're getting me hot.
She continued to yell into the off mic just for the room.
I don't care about butt sex. I don't want butt sex. I might think about it if you offer it the right way. Does it hurt? It'd be funny if she keeps doing that.
Keep going, man. It's all sticking. The tape is still running.
How do you actually do it? Is it, you know. She keeps going, does it hurt? Do you need lube? Right. I don't care about it. We shouldn't learn about it.
I Googled it, and I found a lot of videos.
Cornhole.
Yeah, I can't find any of those videos right now. Another thing they got to fix as soon as they unlock Puss's studio. They got to give us access to some websites.
Yeah. Take off the porn filter, damn it.
Yep.
Let's make that higher on the list.
Yeah. We can't even get into like Mr. Skin.
No.
We're locked out of Mr. Skin right now.
That's two great clips.
We're probably talking to him next week.
And the guy thinking the Vikings won.
Yeah.
The homer call. Two great clips this morning, Craig. Good job.
Well. Yeah. We need it.
I don't want it in my butt. I don't want it in my butt. I don't want it in my butt. That's just how she's been.
You never say that.
And that dude, not only is he not getting that, his wife's now like a national story.
I know. Hey, I heard, I saw your wife on the news. Yeah, no butt, huh? Nope.
All right.
She told the world that I don't get it. Yeah.
Have you not even tried it?
I don't want my kids having butt sex. I don't think you want your daughter. Right, yeah, your son, go for it. I hate to be that guy, but you know what?
But you were.
We are that guy.
Right there.
All guys are that guy. Yeah.
But again, no pregnancies. Right.
None.
Well, that's true too. Yeah. I want to get more detail about that too. I think you're still pretty close to the one that has the babies.
So yeah, could, but it's could, a completely different set of tubes.
Yeah, oh, you're right. You got that right.
Look who passed anatomy.
Right? He stayed in health class. We were taught that.
It's an effective form of birth control.
Should work, huh?
What school was that? Oh, it's a Texas school.
Good idea, small town Texas?
Or
Austin. Near Austin.
And it was a middle school, too.
By the way, that could happen anywhere. Even a big city, somebody can walk in and say, I don't want to have bad sex.
They might.
I love it. Somebody before and after her is like, the parking situation sucks, and it takes a long time to drop my kid off. And she's like, no butt sex.
And then the person after her had to go, you're right.
It was refreshing to hear someone not bitching about masks, though.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I'm guessing she's an anti-masker, too. Well,
she's anti-everything. Yeah. Right. She's horrible.
Right. Don't even look at my butt.
What's she look like? Anybody got an audio video of that?
I saw the video, yeah. Okay. She was
a Karen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, typical Karen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, we are told that some people say that the best thing for a hangover is just to sweat it out.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That helps.
Done that.
That's what I had to do Sunday.
It is the best, but it's not the funnest. The funnest is just putting some vodka in your system.
I didn't even drink that much, but I drank a different kind of vodka. Yeah. So I think that's what gave you the hangover.
That it was probably half a bottle, right?
It was, half of the 750, which normally I can handle.
I know.
Just go out and mow the yard in the heat. That's what I always do.
No, I went out and golfed in the heat. Yeah. And sometimes I like the hungover golf because you really can't think of anything but swing. That's the only thought you're capable of.
Yeah, last time I was with you and you were hungover golf and you blacked out for like seven holes and didn't. We're on 11?
Yeah.
And one of them was yours.
That was great.
He did.
You don't remember that?
That's the 10th green, but the 11th hole.
Yeah.
That was actually spoken. We're on 11?
Yeah.
That's
a hangover.
Gone.
Yeah.
Gone for like seven, eight holes. Yeah.
Sweating out a hangover, the hardest part, though, is to, will yourself to get to the point where you're sweating.
That's it.
And staying there long enough.
Right.
Yeah.
To sweat it out.
Yeah. Say, that's why I would mow the lawn.
Yeah, right.
Mow the lawn on a hot Saturday or Sunday morning.
And water. You got to drink a lot of water.
Which is not sweating it out, I guess, because people looked into what happens when you exercise with a hangover. Turns out most hangover symptoms are caused by dehydration.
Yeah.
So you're making it worse.
You're making it worse.
Yeah.
The consumption of alcohol, one of the quickest way to dehydrate the body. Dehydration while working out is a surefire way to get cramps and injury as the muscles tense and experience more strain than they're used to. Tears, strains, fractured bones can all stem from dehydration post-alcohol.
You're going to tell us not to drink?
No, I'm just letting you know. No, what I'm saying is
don't
work out.
Right.
Well, I don't work out.
Yeah, don't work out. If you have a hangover, don't try to sweat it out.
No, I've golfed with a hangover and just been out. You're out, and golf is not a workout, especially if you're riding. So I have actually gotten through a hangover like Todd did. Todd and I were in Mesquite years ago with my dad golfing. It was really warm, and we were hungover from Vegas. And I remember not drinking on the course that day for about at least 10 holes, and I sweated it out. I did feel normal after a while. But I prefer just to have vodka, and then there's no hangover.
Exactly.
I mean,
you can drink water while you're sweating and like working out too.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I think that time there earlier this summer when Todd blacked out for those holes, I think that's when the hangover actually kicked in.
Yeah, I've done that.
I think he was still.
I feel better early when you wake up.
I think you were still drunk for the first three or four.
Oh, we all done that.
Yeah, I may have been legally intoxicated.
That's the worst feeling in the world. To wake up and you go, hey, I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
And an hour later, you feel bad.
Then the hangover kicked in. He blacked out for seven or eight. And then it was, around 11, the fog lifted.
Right.
You're talking about mowing the lawn on the weekend. Somebody was mowing the lawn before 9 a.m. Like that, to me, like that seems like the appropriate time. You've got to be anything before 9.
Not 9. I agree with
well,
you.
The ridiculous. Huskers are kicking off.
Oh,
yeah, that's probably 11. What it was.
Yeah.
Got to get that done before the game.
Yeah. I've got one neighbor who will.
Got another moral victory coming up. You got to watch
I've
that.
Got one neighbor who will consistently mow at like dusk or the sun has gone down and he's out mowing. Like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Well, he's. Got no butt sex in the house, I guarantee you.
We had a neighbor do that.
That's my guess, right. Is that he just hates his family that much.
I'd rather do the night, though. I think
let's say his wife when I say butt sex.
I think anybody that mows before 9 on a weekend, anybody can hear that should be able to punch them in the face.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, 9. I'll give you 9. Yep. After 9, I think it's game on.
We had a neighbor once that started, I think they just, gotten a new weed eater, because it was the loudest weed eater ever. It was, 10:30 at night. I'm like, this is hilarious.
Do any of your neighbors bitch about you think?
Oh, sure. I'm sure. I went to pee on the side of the house on, Friday night or Saturday? Yeah. And then
did you plank?
No, I was standing up. I'm a pussy. But then I look across the street, there's just, people hanging out in the driveway in the garage. I'm like, oh, man, it's too late to stop now.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.